There you go, dance around your handbag there, PJ. Give it a good old boogie.
Bag like mine, you don't leave that on the floor. No way. Louis Vuitton's.
Ooh, Louis Vuitton. Vuitton.
No, it's Vuitton's. It's a different, it's a copy, but it's pretty. Still not a bad one.
Why not, indeed? Yeah. Anyway, morning, folks. Welcome along.
A picture
along.
Of the Fonz on it.
Yeah, that's the giveaway. Welcome along. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. Happy hump day to you. 20th of February, 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us. And, oh my God, look, there's a strange atmosphere around the place.
Oh no, what's going on now?
Well, it's just knowing that somebody out there is 175 million euro richer this morning.
Oh, yeah. Who is the person?
To know that person is out there.
I wonder if they even
know
themselves.
They could well be listening to this show.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's possible. I mean, like, for example, we have one winner. Derek's been on. He won. 11 euro, admittedly, but, you know.
He is a winner.
It's a start.
If you are out there, Mr. Winner or Mrs. Winner, of the 175 million and you don't like this show, if you give it to us, we promise we'll never come on radio ever again.
Actually, what you could do is if you had 175 million, you could buy this show and then, you know, take it off the air. You could get rid of it. You could kill it.
Or you could give us huge amounts of wages. And we turn up every day. And
do it in your house.
Yeah, we'd eliminate all the competition.
Do it at the bottom of your bed.
Yeah, we just do the show at the bed in your bedroom for you every day. There you go. That's a great idea.
Anyway, somebody's won 175 million.
Mad money, mad.
And I was only saying it to you yesterday, were you going to do it? And you were like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. It annoys me.
Yeah.
And there it is, an Irish winner.
It doesn't bother.
Is that the biggest ever, 175 million?
It must be, yeah. It must be. Sure, Dolores was the biggest Irish winner with 115.
That's donkeys.
So that's only pittance by comparison. Pittance, you couldn't survive on that nowadays.
Oh, not at all.
At least one good thing about winning 175 million on the Euro Millions is that someone out there can actually now afford rent in Dublin.
Yeah.
So there's actually one person that can do it.
Yeah,
so
you'd probably
great.
Get yourself a three. Oh, no, don't be ridiculous. You wouldn't get a three bed.
Jim.
Yeah, you wouldn't get a three bed.
I know.
Like, you get a two bed, though.
Yeah. You get a two bed apartment.
Yeah.
Somewhere close to the city.
Yeah,
like Finglas or Tala, yeah. You know, a little close to the city. Like around the M50.
That sort of neck of the woods. It should be okay there or thereabouts.
You get something around there now.
Yeah.
For 6 months.
Yeah.
It's just getting the deposit for the first 6 months is the problem. So you'd have to win it again.
Anyway, listen, morning, folks. Morning to all of our regular early morning crew. Aaron has been on. Happy that it's halfway through the week. Morning from, let me see, who's this? Linda in Cork, who's hoping you have a slightly better day on the birthdays today. Yesterday was. Quite a catastrophe.
It was a bit
really.
Catastrophic, yeah. Catastrophic is not even a word. So there you go. Shows how the start that I'm making already today.
Grania Byrne on, wishing us a happy hump day from Finglas. Thank you, Grania. Also, Elf Terry's been on. He's a bit frustrated about last night's game with the Germans. Bayern Munich.
It's frustrating. I know, it's frustrating. Liverpool didn't lose. I know it is, but... Well, look, we can only look forward to better times.
But Elf Terry got a sting in the tail there. But 3 points Sunday.
Oh, dear.
Terry. And there we were, bigging you up yesterday.
See,
as the nice Liverpool fan.
We said this about
fan.
Terry. We said it. He's only being nice so he can sting.
Yeah.
Like the scorpion getting a lift on the frog's back. We said this about him. You know the old story, the scorpion on the frog's back. He wants a lift across the water.
Right.
And the frog's like, no, I can't. You'll sting me on the head. And he goes, I won't sting you. Why would I do that? If I do that, we'll both drown. And he goes, oh, go on then. So they're halfway across and the scorpion stings them on the head. And he goes, why'd you do that? Then we're not going to die. And he goes, hey, I am what I am.
Wow. That's really deep, man.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Liverpool fans. They're scorpions sitting on a frog crossing a river.
That's a beautiful image now. Elf Terry on the back of a frog.
With a Manchester United jersey.
Crossing the Mersey.
Crossing the Mersey. You don't be messing now. I'm trying to get you to the game.
I won't mess.
I won't do it. Take that, you fucking bitchy. Hey, 3 points in the bank.
Oh, dear.
Can't
believe that Elf Terry would provide a sting of the tail after it was bigging him up yesterday and everything. Unbelievable.
Yeah, there you go.
Lara Barr checking in for hump day. Derek, as I mentioned, winning the 11 euro on the lottery. Margaret in Fermoy has been on. A very wet Fermoy, apparently, this morning.
Oh, God.
Sorry to hear that, Margaret.
That's bad news, because it's actually really nice on the East Coast at the moment. Beautiful.
I wouldn't go that far, like.
I would.
I had the wipers on.
Wait
a second. I'm the one that gets the stick about living in Narnia. Right?
I have to stop.
You're the only one that seems to have weather different to everybody else.
I'm here. I'm right here. With you. to stop the bike in the way and then take me lining down my jacket because it was so hot.
Yeah, well, I didn't say it was cold. I just said I had the wipers on. It was a bit rainy.
It wasn't rainy.
Don't tell me it wasn't rainy when the rain was on my windscreen.
It wasn't. There's no rain in your windscreen. You must have been crying because you didn't win the Euro Millions and saw water.
Actually,
when there wasn't any.
To be fair, that's quite possible.
Unbelievable. It was absolutely gorgeous. It was like pretty much sunshine.
Yeah.
Only it was dark. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, right. Look at this. Sorry, Marion. I'm just distracted now because Marion Santry's just sent us a little text in, right? Where apparently she says, "Morning, guys. Just like to say thank you to Maura for the dinosaur figure she gave me yesterday for my grandson, Brandon." Right, I don't know why the hell that has anything to do with us. But anyway, listen.
Oh, there you go. Maura, she must be listening to the show. Good on you, Maura.
Right, good stuff. She was also telling me that she nearly got arrested in the Omni. This is the Omni Park shopping centre.
Oh, yeah.
For trying to take one of your poster pictures off one of the sides of the bins.
Hey, can you watch it now?
A security guy
People
came
don't
over.
Call us garbage for no reason. You can't, that's state stuff.
Security guy came over and asked her what she was trying to do. It's, yeah, we know that we're familiar with the picture, Mary, actually, yeah, because we've it's been around.
People
a few
send
places.
It to us all the time. Yeah. I think it's in all the shopping centres around the country.
All around
yeah.
the country, yeah. That's God, somebody tried to take it out of the bin.
Well, there you go. That's
Maura, fair play to you. Maura, I tell you something. There's dedication. Somebody who's willing to do bird, willing to do stir,
willing to go to time,
willing
do
to do time.
Time. Yeah.
For the sake of PJ and Jim.
Just for Jim to get your name wrong. Was it Maura the one that gave her the present? Margaret, wasn't it?
Maura was the one who gave her the present.
All right,
she gave
you
the dinosaur figures.
See, so sorry about that, Margaret. You nearly went to jail for a lad who won't even get your name right. It's a terrible thing.
Denise in Ringsend, how are you doing? Breed it in Galway. It's just, and the list goes on. I can't get through them. They keep coming in. Now, somebody, thank you very much to somebody who's just texted in to say it's raining on the N11.
Well, it might be
the
now.
N11, which runs towards where you live, PJ Gallagher.
Well, it obviously doesn't. We're going to have to agree to disagree on that one as well.
Wow. Lara in the rank just wants to say thanks to his missus for making his lunch.
Good. Well, fair play. Good on you.
Fantastic. Lara, well,
fair play to her.
You don't know you're born.
You don't know. I never understood that. You don't know you're born.
Nor do I. I just said it on you.
Yeah, I never understood what that means. You don't know you're born, you. But I do. Ah, yeah. Whatever. With your sandwich made in a box. What has those two things got to do with each other? Any sort of look at all. You don't know you're born. I don't know what you mean.
Somebody will explain it to us.
Yeah, I've never understood that one.
So you wouldn't understand. So you don't understand your born.
Oh, is that right? Well, thanks again, Maura, who doesn't listen to the show, or who helped the woman that is, who nearly went to jail. Yeah, what a confused start that is.
Fine Young Cannibals, She Drives Me Crazy here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 19 minutes past 6 o'clock. Turns out Lara in the rank wasn't being nice to his missus. He's actually suspicious of her.
Well, there you go.
Thinks that she's won the, maybe she won the Euro Millions because she's being nice to him. Turns out that's what it all is.
So it looks like the what last thing you're ever going to get is a kiss on the cheek and a sandwich. You're going to come home and there'll be no one else there.
It's either the Euro Millions or you're going to arrive home and there'll be some bodybuilding lad saying, "Welcome."
Deadly personal trainer. Your first present.
By the way, yeah, don't worry about it, Lars. She hasn't won it anyway because somebody has texted in, and this makes me even more suspicious of PJ, that apparently a syndicate in Beckton Dickinson Dunleary won
what
the lottery. According to an anonymous texter, so you can rely on the veracity of that text.
What the hell is Beckton Dickinson?
Never heard. Dickinson, according to this texter.
What the hell is Beckton
don't
Dickinson?
Know,
never heard
I bet
of that.
You it's a, I bet you it's a cover name for PJ and his friends.
Yeah.
His Dunleary Do Barry wearing friends.
Because that's exactly the type of name we come up with. Beckton Dickinson. As a WhatsApp group, isn't it?
Absolutely. Right, Jeepers. Listen, you're ready to have a go at some birthdays and redeem yourself.
No, I'm Googling Beckton Dickinson. There you go. It's a medical thing. Advancing the world of health. Yeah, so I don't know.
175 million euro at a time.
Yeah,
that
woo!
Would be amazing.
I tell you that much. Anyway, yeah, let's do the birthdays
PJ
now.
PJ, be straight round after the show.
I will do.
Any jobs in the post department?
So yeah, he's looking for the fellas to say things or something. Because that's all they do.
Actually, you should drop in a poster and just say, look, available for corporate gigs, all that sort of stuff, just in case you have a few quid.
Also, a great man to take money off people for no reason. So if anyone has any of that going around, I'd love to have it. Love to have it.
Brilliant. Right, are you ready for the birthday?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here we go. Where to start, really? I tell you what, let's start with this lady.
Well, I did get I don't think what I deserved. Because when I met Donald, he was working for $75,000 for his father. And when I divorced him, he was a billionaire. You know, I built up the Commodore Hotel, Grand Hyatt Hotel on 42nd Street.
And
I built up the Trump Tower. I ran the casinos. And I would come back at 5, 6 o'clock at the evening at a dinner with the kids and go for a rubber chicken, you know, dinner, you know, black tie dinner parties and
right.
stuff like that. So I really contributed.
I don't know who that is, but I really want to go to a rubber chicken black tie party. Whatever the hell a rubber chicken black tie party
is. I think
is.
That's what they know it as on the circuit, because basically it's just, it's like around the political parties around Ireland, they have those kind of, I don't know if they call them rubber chicken or chicken in a basket or whatever type gatherings.
Rubber chicken, is that actually a term, rubber chicken?
Just because basically it's just like, you know, when you have these huge black tie deals and they just lash out, whatever. Although it's hard to imagine Donald Trump ever going to something that, you know, where the food would be so potentially bad that he'd have rubber chicken.
Well, I don't know, Jim, whatever you were listening to, but I can tell you one thing. Whoever was in that clip is not Donald Trump.
It's Ivana Trump, yeah. His first missus, who claims to have made him.
Made him,
she
yeah.
She claims she didn't get as much as she deserved from the divorce.
Well, you know something? Maybe she didn't. Maybe if she took a bit more, we wouldn't be dealing with him on such a massive scale. Yeah. Although the comedy value out of him is almost worth his nonsense, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's great to see such a lemon head. No, sorry, orange head. Do whatever he's doing out there. He's like, he's just.
You know what? Another part of that clip, she says it was his blonde hair that attracted her.
Oh my God.
She was apparently some sort of supermodel in her day.
Yeah, I think, yeah, but in fairness to her, she's a very good looking woman.
Ivana Trump, now we're talking
yeah.
about. Right, okay, yeah. The
yeah,
first wife.
Very
right?
handsome woman.
The first wife, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He looks like a Terry's chocolate orange with a wig. You know, it's not to say.
Correct.
He did well. It's amazing what a few quid would do to someone.
Yeah.
So if you're in Dunleary or somewhere around Beckton Dickinson, and you see an orange lad with a wig walking around suddenly with loads of extremely good
that
looking handsome women around, I may suspect something is afoot there. But what age is she? She's getting, oh God knows, this is hard now.
Well, you can kind of throw her into the mix as being, she's probably, I don't know what age he is, but they must be relatively close, aren't they?
I'm going to say she's like 73.
She's actually 70 on the nose.
Oh,
70 on the
all
nose.
Right, not a bad
That's
start
not
considering.
A bad start.
Considering like her face is been recycled.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a bad start.
No, exactly.
You know, she's been to the bottle bank a few times.
Right, next one up for you is, this wouldn't be one of your footballing heroes, right? But you should know him for a different reason. Jimmy Greaves' birthday today.
Ah,
Satan
yeah.
Greavesy.
Satan Greavesy. Sure, he had the best show ever. They were so politically incorrect.
Greavesy.
They were so brilliant. It was brilliant watching them. I remember the thing was Saint Anne Greavesy talk about the Ensley League as if it is important to anyone else but the two of them right there. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was just the two of them showing goals and giving out about like everything.
Yeah.
Like, it was just amazing. The two of them sitting there, what a goal. Absolutely fantastic. If only the Muslims lived around my way, we'd play like that. I mean, I'm serious. You'd be like, can you say this? This can't be right.
I'm trying to think when it was on.
You can't talk like that.
Was it on in the 80s? Was it, I suppose? Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was on early 90s as well, for definite. It definitely was. But the two of them were real old school on the pier,
out there. He was full blown.
Watching telly. Like, they wouldn't be near a television now. Not near it.
What's the saint's name? Is it Ian St. John?
Ian St. John,
yeah. St. John. He kind of, it was a bit like me and you. He was the one constantly going, oh my God, I'm going to have to write an apology
there
for that.
And your man with the tash, Greaves, he was just there. He was even saying all the stuff that you shouldn't say.
Yeah.
It's great. Imagine, you ought to be funny. Be funny if a woman ever tried to referee a game, wouldn't it, Ian?
No. Yeah. I don't think you can say that, Greasy. I think women are being involved in the game for a while now.
I know, but didn't you say it during the break right there?
I didn't say that.
When we were looking at pot noodle and I says, do you think a Jews can eat pot noodles? And you says, I don't know. Remember that?
No, Jim, I didn't say that at all. It was me.
Right, well, shall we watch some goals then? They were like, it was unbelievable.
I don't know whether I'm comfortable with the idea of being a latter-day Saints and Greavesy.
No one doubt. If you're not, I'm definitely not. Jeepers. Because that puts me in the... Can I just say, I don't agree with anything that I just said. I said it as if I was someone else. Okay, he's quickly trying to get out of trouble. Let's do it,
Oh, my God. Greavesy, and he's not young, buddy.
No,
he wasn't young then.
He wasn't young then, no. He really wasn't young. Should I...
Two of them. So they were the lads playing football in like baggy shorts and flat caps and all. Running around. I think they actually played in black and white.
I think Jimmy Greaves still holds records though, like goal scoring records or something.
Ah, yeah.
I mean, apparently in his day he was a proper legend.
Yeah.
For like Spurs and England and all.
First man to score a hat trick with a rock and all that. I'd say, yeah. He's 84.
He's 79.
Oh, jeepers. 79. Anyway, okay.
Right, let's
definitely get out of here before you have to apologise for me.
Let's drop the scale a smidgen and go for a lady with a lovely head and made a lot of money out of her lovely head, Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford. I was absolutely obsessed with her when I was a kid. Absolutely.
One of the original sort of supermodels, wasn't she?
Oh, my God, yeah. I fancied her so much. Jeepers almighty.
Yeah.
When I was just finding out about myself.
Finding out about yourself.
Yeah, when I was just figuring out what I was into, do you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, you wouldn't know what you were into when you were a young lad.
Yeah.
You just get strange feelings. And then I saw Cindy Crawford.
But you'd be wondering, because you got strange feelings off motorbikes.
Yeah.
And you got strange feelings off pictures of Cindy Crawford. You didn't know which was which.
And I didn't know which was. Well, no, see, this is, you'd see girls and you'd see motorbikes and BMXs and all, and you wouldn't know. And then I saw Cindy Crawford and I went, yeah, I know what I'm into.
I think I'll choose her over a Honda.
Yeah, funny enough, I have a Honda and I've never met her. So I got to say...
Then she had that weird thing with Richard Gere.
They
were married or something and they had to take out an ad to say that he wasn't gay.
That's right.
It's really weird.
He was accused of all kinds of weird stuff.
Oh, yeah, don't mention the hamsters.
Yeah,
or the
all
gerbils,
of that,
or whatever
yeah.
They were,
yeah. Weird stuff.
Hey.
She's 57.
Oh, 53.
Ah!
53. And last shot at it, one for the young folk, PJ, just to show you're hip and down with the young people.
Woo, down with it all.
Rihanna. Celebrating her birthday today. I know necessarily not, you know, she's not right up there with Michael Bolton for your buddy, but, you know.
Well, I tell you, the only thing I know about Rihanna was when she was in Belfast, or in Ireland, in the north, making her video. And a farmer.
She outraged a farmer.
A farmer. Not in my land. Put your clothes on, will you? You're making. I didn't realise he was written 8 Mile Farm for you to be.
I left to go to Mass twice.
Isn't that amazing? Mass? I don't think he was. He wouldn't go to Mass. He was from the other parish altogether. He'd be there going, I ain't going to have to go to their service. And come down here now and have a march around the place with a bowler hat. To cleanse the land. Tis worse than letting a Fenian in. But I'd say. She's 27.
She's 31.
I hadn't a rasher, so I was grasping straws. You said a young one, and then
so, yeah, another good day, in fairness. Another good day.
Another good day.
And now you're up to date on your station for 80s, 90s, and more. This is Classic Hits.
Nice one. Cheers, Dave. How are you, sir? Long time no see.
Yeah, I was expecting, like, way!
Well, you have to earn that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, if you're waltz in and out when it suits you.
Somebody out there with 175 million and you want to cheer?
Well, lads, I have something to tell you. You know the way Tara is sick?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I won the lottery. I won the 175 million euro. And I still said, no, I'm coming in. I'm not letting this place down.
Yeah.
And I have to see the guys. I have to see PJ and Jim.
You didn't notice he said 175 euro. He didn't say a million.
Did he leave out the million?
Yeah, yeah.
Typical. Absolutely.
See,
typical.
You nearly had us grovelling.
Come here, listen. Did you get the part? Did you get the part, Dave?
Which part?
Because people might not realise you're a proper actor.
Yes. I didn't.
Like, PJ Gallagher isn't the only actor in the place, you know.
No,
there's loads of them about, really, isn't there?
Yeah.
Dave is the only good actor.
Nah, stop now.
So did you get the part?
I didn't, no, I was shortlisted.
I hate when that happens.
So you didn't?
Hate when that happens. I'd rather get nowhere. You know, you come up and they say to you,
it's so close.
And you're like, I tell you, something's looking good. It's just down to you and some other lad.
Yeah.
And then one day you're sitting at home waiting for the call and you see the ad is already made and he's in it. And you're like, well, fuck that anyway.
I know, it's heartbreaking.
It is, yeah. It's a pain. You're like, why did you even tell me?
Don't tell me.
I don't want to know if I don't get it. Very close. That was very close. Yeah, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I close to the. 4.5 grand your man is in his pocket.
I don't think second.
So basically, Dave, what you're telling us is you didn't win the Euro Millions and you didn't get the part.
No, and have you got a lead of a tenner?
Well, he has a hold on a minute. He's 175 euro.
Yeah.
He told us he wants a tenner on top of it.
I don't think we should be hanging around with losers, PJ.
No.
I think it's bad for the show.
It is bad for the show.
It drags us down, you know what I mean?
Where's his John? Down, bring in that delectable John again.
I love you guys.
Happy Mondays on a Wednesday. Step on here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 14 minutes to 7 o'clock. Just want to see who really enjoyed that. See if there's a name associated with it. No, no name attached to it. But somebody really enjoyed the old Happy Mondays.
That's great. Yeah, yeah, they were such a band of the time. They were amazing.
Really cool stuff.
Although the type of band, much like the Pogues, lovely music, but you just don't want to hang around with them. Probably get you into trouble. Do you know what I mean?
Twist your melon, like.
Oh my God, they'd melt your melon. Yeah. Them lads, they'd get you in serious trouble. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Somebody, JP's been on to say, great to hear Dave back with you.
David Lage, yeah, he's David a man Lage, with many fans, as David.
Many fans, he's very popular. Very popular with the ladies as well.
Yeah, he is, yeah. Every time he comes in, yeah. That's so he gets all kinds of
popular
stuff.
That's the actor in him, isn't it? That's the exotic kind of actor part. Although, you're an actor. Anyway.
I'm more of a villain, Jim. You know?
Dan and Cork's
not the same appeal.
Dan and Cork's been on to say, gee, PJ's birthday guessing lately is as good as a deck chair on the submarine.
I know, I get loads of grief this morning. There's, look, from Dublin Bike Stephen, he's saying, yeah, well, I'll tell you something. Jimmy Greaves is from London, PJ. So I don't know where you got that accent. Because I do an English accent, and it goes like that. And that's it, right? And I know that that's a West Ham accent, whatever that is, right? That's the end of that story.
That's amazing. That's scary. That's your Scary Spice. In fact, that's your impersonation an impersonation of Scary Spice.
No, my Scary Spice is, how's it go? I'm that Scary Spice from the Spice Girls.
Right.
Look at me. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
I don't know how I missed out on the subtle difference.
Jimmy, get over here. Yeah. Skippity Jim.
Babs in Galway's only just found out what Happy Hump Day means. So she was thinking of something completely different.
Oh, well, there you go, Babs. Catch her. Wash her ears out.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say something else.
Joanne, since you mentioned frogs earlier.
Yeah.
If you weren't with us, don't ask. It was a very strange story. It involved a scorpion and a frog.
It's a very philosophical thing.
It was deep and meaningless, to be fair to him. And Joanne has been on to say, morning, lads. I stood on a frog outside my house this morning. Frightened the bejeepers out of me. But no, he didn't die.
Yeah, but you almost did, yeah? Oh, that's terrible. Ah, poor frog. Wouldn't do any harm to anybody.
What about Joanne?
What about her? She's grand. She only got a fright. That poor fella's walking off. A woman just stood on him.
Yeah. I've just had a woman on me back.
I just had a woman on me back. I thought the scorpion was bad from the story.
Darren's been on. He wondered where the Euro Millions was won. Well,
we don't know.
It's speculation that it was PJ's friends in Dunleary.
PJ's friends. If it was my friends, do you think I'd be here?
They called Beckton Dickinson or Beckton Dickinson or something Dickinson.
I can't remember. The text message came in. It was something like that. Some medical. Yeah.
By the way, completely unverified.
It was a completely random.
And the person was anonymous. They
anonymous
put their
text.
Name with
yeah,
it.
So I don't know if we should pay too much attention to that.
So I don't know, Darren, is the God's honest answer. Amanda checking in after another sleepless night. She's currently advertising for Kleenex and Vicks Vapo at the moment, obviously struggling with the dreaded Lurgy. And thank you very much to Aaron and Sam. Morning, lads. Horrible rain in Carrigaline on the way to work.
Oh, no.
Just to prove that it was raining, PJ.
In Carrigaline, County Cork.
And it was on the N11 as well. Other people have other weather than you.
What are you talking about? Yeah, but not other weather in the same area. We came down the same road. And it was definitely not raining. It was lovely, nice, dry. Had to stop, take off the underlayer and jacket.
I have a normal person's car. I don't have the Batmobile.
I was on a bike.
The Batmobile. That
I was
shows
on a bike.
You, shows you pictures of the world you want to see. You don't even have a. You don't even have a windscreen.
Was.
Your car is so posh. It has. It just shows you pictures of where you'd like to be in the world.
On
as
a
it
bike.
As it guides you to where your destination is.
I was on
is.
A bike in a helmet.
Well, I bet you it was a posh helmet that shows you pictures of the world you want
Ladies
to live in.
Ladies and gentlemen, will somebody send in a professional? This man has lost his marbles today. We need a marble collector to put his head back together.
What else have we got? Morning, lads. Just heading into spin class
for
an hour.
Fantastic.
From Martina in Limerick.
That's the way to start your day, if you can.
Spin class. Fair play. Imagine having the energy to do that.
Yeah, I know. Some people say, that's amazing the way some people say to us, how do you have the energy to be as sort of awake as you are at that time of the morning.
Yeah.
Well, you just look at the text messages we get.
Exactly.
People go swimming in the sea, jumping into swim classes. Swim classes. Spin classes.
Yeah. And people are up there. Like, JP is up from 2. He's on the road at 2.
Yeah.
Like, he stops for his lunch when we come on.
That's the middle of the night, though. If you're having your lunch at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Somebody, look at now, you see, you slag me about living in Narnia. Somebody's texting to say, it's a balmy, dry morning in Carrigstown this morning, lads. No rain so far. Carrigstown, that's not even a real place. That's out of Fair City, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not even a proper... Unless that's somebody actually who works on Fair City. Maybe. Giving us a shout.
Maybe, maybe. And also, Elf Terry is so confident about this weekend, which worries me, actually. He's making me nervous. He's actually said, if United win on Sunday, I'll wear my son's United jersey to training.
Oh, Elf Terry. Oh, we're going to hold you to that. We'll want photographic
evidence. It worries me. I'm getting nervous now. I preferred it when, you know, I don't know. Elf Terry's very confident. I'm nervous now. I'm always nervous at those games.
But Liverpool fans are always confident. They spend their whole life going, this is our year. This is our year. Unbelievable. I know it's been a rough 55 years, but this is our year. It's unbelievable. I can't be beaten. Can't be beaten. We was always only robbed and robbed and robbed.
They're always so confident. Oh, yeah, wait, you see. I'm putting down United for a 2-0 this time.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I'm going to move the... I think I'll move the telly into the jacks.
Well,
because it's the... I mean,
you have to celebrate with a glorious poo of thunder. when you can't contain your happiness after United win 2-0.
Great song. Great album, that, actually. That Tears for Fears
album. Great album, yeah. Fantastic. They just played here, didn't they?
Yeah, it took ages for that album to be made. Apparently, he went through a rake of producers and everything until...
Oh, he's difficult, is he?
And then he actually decided, do you know something? I'll just produce it myself. And it was brilliant.
Oh, well. So he is difficult then. That's all.
I think he's very talented.
Oh, that's what they say about all the jackasses. That's what they say about them all. It's
Tears
always
for
like
fears,
that.
Sowing the seeds of love. 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. Not, unfortunately, waking up as multi-millionaires.
Yeah, I tell you something. Do you have a ticket at home that has 1, 8, 18, 19, 39 and lucky star 7 and 9 on it? Because if you do, you're 175,475,380 euro better off than you were yesterday. Unbelievable.
The 475,380 euro.
Wouldn't that be enough?
That'd
like,
be
honestly,
enough.
That's a life changer right there. So I promise if I have it.
175 million.
We were talking about this yesterday. It's so much money you don't even say the change.
Exactly.
The change being 475,000.
When 475,000 euro is insignificant.
Insignificant by the grand scheme of things.
That's astonishing. Because we were talking about this yesterday, PJ and myself, and we were mentioning. Because PJ doesn't do these lotteries at all. Because he says it's frustrating that he doesn't win. Not sure he fully gets the idea behind it, but
he
gets annoyed when he doesn't win.
Doing the lottery is essentially a tax on people who don't know how maths works.
It's a tax on people's optimism, is what it is.
It is.
But anyway, nonetheless, we were talking about it yesterday, and I was just saying, it becomes one of those numbers that you would struggle to spend. And I know people listening are going, I wouldn't struggle, I would do whatever. But honestly, once you do your dream home and if you're into your cars or you plan your fantastic holidays and you set your kids up or your family up this is colossal.
It's colossal
money.
It's the greatest amount of money ever won on this island, that's for sure. It started in 2005, July 2005, the first Irish winner, Dolores McNamara, you remember her, all the controversy that surrounded her as well. She won 115 million. Oh. And then it was quite a wait then for the next one. In July 2008, another lucky player won 15 million. These are all our jackpots. Actually, I'll just go to the big, because there's quite a few. There's actually a good lot.
We seem to have done very well.
Very well.
More than our fair share?
I think we may have. I don't know.
For a small island.
Yeah, for a small island, probably we have, yeah. And then, of course, don't forget New Year's Day, just gone. The couple from the north, where are they from? The village of Moira, do you remember, in Armagh? Mm. They won 130 million on New Year's Day. What a way to start your year. So, and then there was on June last year, Stakelums or something it was, Hardware, the Turles, the crowd from the hardware shop in Turles, remember them?
No.
They won 17 million each, or not each, they won 17 million between them. That's not bad either. It goes on and on. Like, we've had loads of these millionaires, but this is the biggest by a country mile. This is the hugest of huge jackpots at 375,000.
And we don't know yet if it's one individual or if it's a syndicate or anything.
Here's what we know. We haven't a clue. We know that it was sold as a ticket, not online. That's all we know.
Okay.
We know that it was sold in the shop then. We don't know where. We don't know what shop. They say there's a bit of red tape to jump through, so we won't find out what shop until for a couple of days. So we have a couple of days wait to find out that. And then, I guess, will we ever know who the big winner is?
Yeah. Would you reveal it?
No,
would
I
you
wouldn't.
Remain anonymous?
Yeah, no, I'd probably be found out.
When that sort of money, surely you'd become a security risk. I mean,
I'd be
kidnapping and your family and everything.
I'd still be found out. When I turned up in my Bugatti Veyron wearing a crown to hand in me notice.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
that can be a bit of a giveaway.
Someone might go, are you sure? You
everything's the same as it was.
No, yeah, I've always had that.
Just because... Yeah. Just, the crown looks a bit different.
It's not a crown. It's I carry me lunch in that. That's it's a bag. I just...
And were you driving that yesterday?
Yeah.
It's just... It's different. I thought it was black yesterday.
Well, I changed the colour of it every time.
Yeah, but I mean... Yeah, but gold.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do about it? You know what I mean? Gold Veyron. Who doesn't have one of them out in the south side? Next thing you'll be saying me, pearl-laden shoes weren't on yesterday either. oh God, wouldn't you go mad? But there you go, so this is it.
And what would
huge.
Be, what's top of the agenda for you?
What's top of the agenda
what's
for
what's the first expenditure? So you get it sorted, the money's in your bank, it's now yours to spend. What's it going to be? Actually, with you, it's going to be a car, isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably going to be a car and a house.
Car and a house. Yeah.
And
I'd say that's up there for most people.
And then after that, I honestly think I'd be wondering, I'd be doing donations to people. You know, feel good factor.
Here we go, this is him, you know.
Oh, no, I think I would.
I'm such a great man. I'm such a generous man. I'm such a man of the people.
No, not really.
Yeah,
they wouldn't be giving it to people.
I know I could afford a yacht and I do live in Dunleary and
you
all
can't
that.
Drive
but no,
a yacht.
I'm going to give to the people. Everybody believes you, by the way.
Dogs?
We do. No, we believe you.
You want to see what dogs trusted look like after the donation I'd be giving them?
They'd be the ones. All the dogs would be wearing crowns.
Yeah, there'd be dogs. It'd be like, the dogs would be all right wing. They'd be like, we're not taking any more dogs in here. No way. They're coming in here. And they're not, they don't even know how to clean up after themselves. It'd be like a palace. It'd be like a palace of wood.
Yeah.
Oh, the Animal Charities of Ireland. There'd be people trying to get into the stay and they might have them looking so good. Oh, yeah.
I wonder has anybody got anything genuine but unusual? You know, because they're into something.
Yeah.
You know, well, whatever they're into. Like, say, you know, we can't understand Mike being into his fishing or whatever it is. Like, I wonder, like, if you're big into whatever your sport is or something, is there? Like, would anybody go and buy... Is somebody such a football fan that they'd actually, you know, investigate buying a League of Ireland club?
I probably would think about going and trying to throw a load of money at Bohemians just for the crack.
Well, you wouldn't be able to. They're fan-owned,
aren't
they?
But you could go and throw the money in. Get
just
the board.
Give it to them.
And do the whole... I want a decisive role. And turn up wearing a flat cap and a sheepskin jacket with a cigar.
PJ,
and be real
and
old
go.
School.
I want an input. Certainly, PJ. Do you want a seat on the board? No, I want to play centre forward.
Yeah, I'm playing. I'm playing in goals next week against Rovers.
That would be amazing.
And they'd be like, you're not. And they go, do you want the 3 million? Do you want the 3 million?
Okay. What's the goalkeeper's name?
PJ Gallagher. That's what I'd be like.
Yeah.
And then I'd have a load of dogs in centre forward.
If there is something genuine now, not kind of ridiculous, not just because you're making it up for the laugh, but if there is something because you have a passion for something in your life, like that, if you were a mad football fan,
yeah,
or you're in some other sport, or some other hobby, or some other thing, what would, you know, is there anything a bit out there?
Sure, if I had 175 million for League of Ireland, you'd need 10 of that. I'd set up my own League of Ireland team.
Yeah.
And making people come and...
Do a Niall Quinn on it.
Yeah, and I'd call them Chimpanzee United or something like that. Something ridiculous. Because no one could stop you.
Be amazing.
And with highest wages in the league.
And listen,
fantastic.
By the way, people, I know for all of us at the moment, well, maybe there is somebody listening who genuinely won it and they're just keeping it dumb. Unlikely, but you never know. But for everybody else, right, don't feel bad because I'll tell you what's going to happen. Because never let it be said that PJ and Jim aren't men of the people. Because we are going to have... our very own Euro draw.
Euro draw, it's happening.
Yeah, it's going to happen after 8 o'clock this morning. The beauty of it is no gambling involved. None of that. There's no gambling here. Literally, all you will need is your mobile phone.
And when we tell them what the jackpot is? No, we don't.
No. Well, it's going to be in keeping with them. It's going to be in keeping with last night's jackpot.
Wow.
Totally in keeping with the jackpot for the...
So you can win big, is what
you're
saying.
You can win big, basically. And
just by having a phone.
Just by having a phone. After 8 o'clock this morning. It's
Jim
going to happen.
McCabe.
It's going to happen live. The draw will be done live. There's no jiggery pokery here. And literally, if you're listening to the show after 8 o'clock and you have a phone, no gambling required, no purchase required, anything like that, you could win big in keeping with last night's jackpot.
My
That's
God.
What I'm saying.
These pearl-laden loafers could be yours. I'm telling you.
Well, look.
It's a shoe-in.
It's a shoe-in. Is that a deliberate pun on
no
loafers?
I don't know what, don't even see the significance.
Blondie, Maria here at Classic Hits, 7:23 on this Wednesday morning, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you so much for doing that. Paddy the Chippy's been out to say, lads, I know it's a lot of money to spend, but wasn't there a bin man in the UK who won something similar and now is back being a bin man because he spent all his winnings on hookers, cocaine and cars?
Whoa.
Surely if you spent that much money on that sort of stuff, you'd be dead.
At least they said, as they say, he didn't waste it. Isn't that what they say?
A man after your, or somebody after your own heart here, PJ, saying I'd give my nephew €2.
Well, I tell you something. Sometimes I'm sorry I say anything in here. Do you know that? I really am. You come in here, you tell him the truth, never works.
You bare your soul.
It never works. Tell him the truth is just a bad idea.
Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 23 minutes to 8 o'clock. Who the man on the way, a chance to win cash, and we got our big Euro draw happening after 8 o'clock in honour of last night's €175 million winner in Ireland in the Euro Millions.
Unbelievable.
We've kind of replicated. Okay, replicate might not be the exact word, but in keeping with last night's draw, we've created our own Euro draw after 8 o'clock this morning.
It rhymes with it.
Yeah.
You know
absolutely
what I mean? In a way.
And the beauty of it is no gambling required, no purchase required. Literally just be listening to
the
radio.
I love the way he keeps saying that because he knows we're not allowed to gamble. We'd be in awful trouble now if we were seen to be doing a bit of gambling, taking money off you and all that. No way. You get none of that here.
Absolutely
none of that
free.
Here. No way.
Absolutely free. All you'll need is to have your phone with you after 8 o'clock and make sure you're listening to us. And feel free to tell all your friends.
Yeah.
Everybody, I mean, you know, literally everybody can get involved in this. Everybody. Now, we did ask you if you hadn't won last night, apart from the usual, we were saying kind of everybody would probably go for the perfect house, the car, maybe the holiday, whatever, right? But was there anything genuine, not just stupid, but genuine that you'd love to? I'm like you were saying about maybe you wouldn't mind a crack at an old League of Ireland club.
I'd love that. I'd absolutely love
that. Purchase it.
I'd buy myself a gaff straight away. A gaff. And yeah, new car.
€2 to your nephew, obviously.
Have to rub it in, yeah.
Look
of course
after
we do.
Him.
No, that's ridiculous. I mean, he's nearly double numbers now. Give him a fiver.
Give him a fiver.
And then, of course, there's the house, the car, and then maybe I try and get me claws into Bohemians to the point that I'm spending loads of money and they win and everything. Yeah, that'd be it.
That'd be the one for you.
Turn them into ridiculously overdo it. Ridiculously.
So we were looking for
turn
suggestions.
Turn Daily Mount into a 78 million seater.
I'm not sure if this is legit from Lar, but he says he'd buy a big fist, I beg your pardon. He'd buy a big fist and beat McGregor up.
Yeah, I see where you're going there. I wouldn't beat him up, because, well, maybe he'd fight back or anything, but I'd definitely pay him to let me give him a huge wedgie that would leave him uncomfortable for a month.
Anyway, somebody genuinely says, I'd build a venue and a recording studio and sponsor my local marching band in Clondalkin. That's from Rob.
That's an amazing idea.
That's it. You see, that's what we're talking about. If it's a genuine passion for you,
see,
something
you
that you're really into.
What would you do? You haven't said very much yourself. What
I'm
would you do?
I'm trying to think what my big, outside of the obvious, outside of the perfect house, the car that you'd always want, old Aston Martin there, and a massive holiday or something like that. I'm trying to think what would be the sort of extravagance.
Yeah. You don't know.
You see, I do like the idea of the football, but I'm not really affiliated with a club, so I don't think and it'd be kind of hard to buy. You know, only
I don't think
million.
You'd know you couldn't even pay Sanchez's wages for the year. No
so,
way.
I'm not really sure. Actually, it's a good one. It'd be a nice kind of thing to contemplate.
Magical Michael.
Michael.
He's not looking at
he
us.
Doesn't even pay attention.
I hate the way he does work.
Produces the show.
It's so annoying the way he actually turns up and does a bit of work. I tell you something.
Unbelievable. Has he copped on that we're talking to him?
I'm so sorry.
Oh,
Lando,
right. Yeah, sorry to interrupt. Yeah, just doing the show here.
You wouldn't believe what I was doing there. I was actually working on the show.
Well, yeah, no, it's
how ironic.
That was
it's
a stressful. Stop that.
We
no.
want to know what your surplus expenditure would be if you won last night. So if you did the house, car, holiday thing, Have you any mad passion? I mean, you've taken the football up again. Would you buy Lucan, whoever you play for?
Lucan United. Yeah, I would definitely buy Lucan United.
Right.
Enters into the League of Ireland.
Okay. And what would you do with the other 174,909,000?
How much is a Premier League player now at this stage? Definitely buy one of them in.
Actually, I've always wanted to do that. Like, say a player that costs, like, you know, I don't know, say a couple of $100 million or not even know that.
I'll say 50 mil, 80 mil, 90 mil.
I'd buy him and I'd pay him to play FIFA with me in the house. For the season.
Would you not lend him to Bowes for a season?
No, he'd be busy. I'd be beating him on FIFA every day.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God, I buy Bowes.
But that's what I just said,
That's, PJ just said that.
Yeah.
Why would you buy Bowes when you support St. Pat's?
I'd be just doing it to mess with you. What else would I do? I'd have to go charity, lads. I'm sorry to be boring, but
I said
charity.
That as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody believed either of you, by the way. But anyway, thanks for giving that.
That's
by
the way. Mister, look at that. Look at old Scrooge over here. Look, Fagin in the corner over here.
I'm just saying nobody believes you. Mary's been on to say that she would buy a canal barge, like the ones out of Rosie and Jim.
Yeah, that's a nice way to live.
She would just love that. And she'd buy a new house, loads of land, and fit it out with stables for a few donkeys.
Oh, donkeys. Donkeys. I would say that, now, to be honest with you. I would definitely have loads of land and all kinds of animals. I'd milk my own goat in the kitchen every morning. I would. I'd have donkeys and goats and dogs all over the place.
There's one that should appeal to you. Somebody from, I think it's Sasha, has been on to say, a private motorbike track around my house.
Oh, yeah. You see, that's the problem, is even all the money, the planning. You get the whingers who don't want you having fun.
Lots of people going for the old animal sanctuaries.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great way to live. Surrounded by animals and no people. Only farmers who have to stay quiet. Not farmers, carers that have to stay quiet.
And there's a particular one that's obviously aimed at you. Chainsaw Man's been on to say he'd buy a forestry in Leitrim.
There's no such place as Leitrim. I love the way we're still. If I had enough money, I'd actually build a county called Leitrim.
Would you?
Put it on the map, finally, once and for all. Bust the myth that it's not there. That's what I'd do.
I'd
build it off the coast of Sligo somewhere. Up there, around that part.
That neck of the woods.
Yeah, you know, where there's nothing going on. I'd put one up there. Put a county in there.
Now, who the man?
Classic hits.
Who the man? Who the man? Win the cash if you can. Are they big? Are they small? If you know, tell us all. Look out! Here come
who the man? So who the man? And it is 1,120 quid, and we want to give it to you if you can tell us who is this
man.
And that's it. Top class is the clue, of course, and all the wrong answers on classichits.ie. Should hopefully be leading us somewhere at this stage. If not, we'll be fishing for another clue soon enough. And we can't give it away. But Paddy Kelly is in Dublin. How are you, Paddy?
How are you, PJ? How are you?
Not too bad at all. How are you, Paddy? What's the story? What are you up to today?
I'm doing nothing, PJ, because I actually checked my Euro Million ticket last night. And I'm after winning a few quid under the Euro Million, so I said, I'll take the day off work today.
Ah,
I won
12. Good idea.
I won 12 Euro on it.
Fantastic.
The day off work.
Tell you something, Paddy, take the month off.
That's what I might do, PJ.
High roller is Paddy, I tell you.
A whole 12 quid, I tell you something. Dahi O'Shea posting up that he won 7 Euro last night. Seems to be winners all over Ireland. Well, let's try and add to your few quid. 1,120. Paddy, who do you think it is?
I think it's the ex-Irish footballer, Paul McGrath.
Paul McGrath. Big favourite, of course. Love Paul McGrath.
Sound bloke as well.
Right, what do you reckon, Mike?
One of your own, Mike, actually. An ex-St. Pat's player, isn't he?
He is an ex-St. Pat's player.
Actually,
one of my claims to fame is I played against Paul McGrath in one of those charity matches.
I played it with him. I played with him. Because, like, we're, you
I
know, of a similar calibre.
Yeah.
Whereas you played against him.
Yeah. I knocked him over. And I was,
that's not easily done.
Yeah, and he got up and he was kind of holding the knees and everything. And I was a little bit concerned that I was going to do Paul McGrath in.
Imagine, you'd be run out of the country.
I know I would.
Yeah.
They take your
national
passport
treasure.
Off you.
National treasure.
Ah, they were me days playing at Richmond Park. Anyway. One day.
Just point out Mike was 4 at the time. Anyway, sorry.
No, I wasn't. Now, I really do feel like a villain, though, telling people that they're wrong. It is wrong.
A villain. An Aston villain.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well.
Right. Keep at it, Paddy.
See you, Paddy. Take care. Have a good one. Right, going to Cork now. Shane Kingston. How are you, Shane?
Not too bad now, lads. How are you?
Oh, good, Shane. What's the story with you?
Not much. On my way to work.
All right, okay.
Through this phone call and get in there.
Yeah. Everybody's money mad this morning, aren't they? Why not have a go at getting something for yourself after last night's jackpot?
Yeah, I didn't win anyway last night, but maybe next time.
I tell you, Shane, by the looks of things, it's just you and me that didn't win that last night. Yeah. Everybody seems to have won at least a fiver somewhere.
Right, this is your moment, Shane. This is it. Over a grand. What are you going for?
I'm going to go for Billy Joe Armstrong.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Who's he again?
Green Day, lad.
Oh, Green Day. Right then, Mike, Billy Joe Armstrong.
It's a no, unfortunately. God, lads, this morning really is like a boulevard of broken dreams. Anyway, honestly, I hope you had the time of your life on the air this morning.
Oh, double whammy at the
end. Excellent.
I set him off that one.
Well, I tell you, Shane, thanks for that at least. Anyway, have a good day. Cheers, man. Take care.
See you later, Shane. Bye-bye. Take care.
That was very good.
Yeah, not bad
that
going now. I tell you, he's on form these
couple
days.
Of good
he really
ones there
is.
At the end.
I mean, even for a man who nearly did
the
injure
Paul McGrath thing was a bit ropey to be fair.
It was,
but the other stuff was not bad at all. Listen, you can have a go at Who the Man again tonight with Damien Farrelly, of course.
Yeah, 20-5 will give you another go. It's not Billy Joe Armstrong, it's not Paul McGrath, and well, it's still worth €1,120.
Denise Williams, let's hear it for the boy here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8:10 on this Wednesday, 20th of February. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks, very much appreciate it. Hopefully it's going to be worth your while. Because, of course, last night... Well, look, the talk of the entire country this morning is the fact that last night, an Irish person won €175 million plus.
Unbelievable.
I mean, what did we say the change was?
The change is €475,380. So it was like, even that alone would be a life-changing sum of money. And we thought, that can't happen.
It's incredible.
It can't happen and happen, us not be involved. We're going to do it ourselves. We're going to give people another chance at winning a lottery-style competition that we can't call a lotto because gambling isn't allowed. So that's what we're going to do.
For all of the people that lost out on last night's Euro Millions draw, okay, this is our Euro draw.
This
and
is
we
it.
Decided we'd try and keep it as realistic as we possibly could. So we have set our jackpot in keeping with last night's huge amount.
Yeah, they may have given away £175,475,800. So we are going to give you €175 this morning.
And
20 cents.
20 cents.
€175
You have to have the change to make it sound
realistic.
Cents.
You do, yeah. So there you go. That's what we have for you. And all you need to take part in this is have a phone.
Yeah.
A phone in your hand that is a WhatsAppable phone.
Exactly, because no gambling involved in this. Can't stress this enough.
No
gambling, no purchase required.
So do you hear that, Broadcasting Authority of Ireland? You can leave us alone. This is none of your business. Out.
Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
No money has changed hands yet.
So
or
this
will.
This is how it's going to work. So, if you're listening to us at the moment with your phone, it means you've got a phone number.
You've got a phone number. So
and in that phone number,
there will be
digits, obviously.
Digits. So we're going to we have numbers 1 to 10 in our little box of balls here. The balls will be distributed. There's going to be 4 of them. If those 4 numbers are in your phone number, then you WhatsApp us, and the first one in that we can verify, obviously.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
You got the £175.20.
Your phone number appears on the WhatsApp, so we can verify.
So, yes, you can't cheat.
The first correct one in will be the winner of €175.
So
to make sure this happens properly.
Yeah, we have our non-independent adjudicator, Magical Michael. He's in.
From good morning.
From BTG.
Yep, behind the glass.
Behind the glass.
So I'm going to officiate today, make sure there's no messing
going on. Make sure
it's
all above board, make sure it happens. Choose who is the first correct one in, verifiable number.
Absolutely, and it has to be the first one in, so we will doubly check that.
Right,
so
and as I say, your phone number appears, so it can't be cheated on, and this is the way it is. PJ's going to announce the 4 balls as they come out, and if those 4 numbers appear in your phone number, then text us. Do you want a particular word, Magical Michael?
I think you should text millionaire.
Millionaire.
It's a very long
word.
It's a very long word.
Text in win.
Like it. More like
That's
it.
That's much better, yeah.
More like it.
It's much better. So text in win and your name. That's it.
WhatsApp it to 087-188-0008. But only if these 4 numbers appear in your phone number and you could be the proud owner of a massive Euro jackpot.
Right, so let's get the machine going. Come on, let's rattle the balls.
Here we go.
Balls are in the machine. The rattling balls are rattling.
Okay, just give it a second to warm up. Just give it a sec. A second. Right, so we're up at full speed now.
That's the fastest 10 balls
I've
ever
seen. First ball coming, PJ. First ball coming.
First ball is...
Where you go?
Number 4, everybody. Number 4.
Right, number 4 is
the first
one.
Do you have a 4 in your phone number? If you do, mark it down. Second ball ready to roll and about to pop out of my little machine now. And that second ball is number 5. We're going up.
Wow, a 4 and a 5.
So there you go. So are those in your phone number? Let's have another one. There, another ball about ready to pop out.
Yeah, just waiting.
Just working its way up the little tube here.
Ah, here we go. There you go.
And that is number 1. We're back down. So 4, 5, and 1 are your numbers. So we've one more number in the draw. And if you have that in your phone number, you will be possibly winning €175.
And this one there is the last one.
And here it is. Last ball is in my hand.
folks, it is. Oh, it's going to be pretty popular. Number 8.
Number 8
is in. So number right. 4, here we go. Number 5, number 1, and number 8. And if you have a number 1,000, we'll call it a bonus number. So there you go. 4, 5, 1, and 8.
Right, so if those four numbers appear in your mobile phone number, WhatsApp the word WIN to 087-188-0008. The first one verified by Mike Hogan of BTG. Will be winning our massive Euro jackpot of €175.20.
Yes. Now, to say that the texts have already been rolling in, like there's about 45 million of them.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard. Well done, Mike. You're going to have to scroll back and find the first one
of them. This is going to be interesting.
That's going to take you a little while.
It's going to take a while. So, obviously, we'll have it verified and sanctioned. And then we'll have a whip around for the money.
Yeah.
No, it's guaranteed.
Oh, which one of us is going to the bank
machine? Tonight of €175.20.
Right, well, how many of us? Who's going down the bank machine? Oh, I forgot my card.
Yeah, yeah. Well, PJ's always come up card. With the 20 cent, which is fantastic as always. Yeah. Thanks for
I'll
that,
I'll do the
buddy.
Change, PJ. Yeah.
Tom Petty, Learning to Fly, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Still texts, or WhatsApps rather, coming in. Magic Mike is working on them as we speak, to verifying the first one that came in with the correct numbers in it, 1, 4, 5, and 8, if that's in your mobile phone number. If you were the first one in, you've won yourself that massive Euro jackpot of €175.20.
Yeah, tell you so. Well, we're working through that as we speak. And talk about chance, right? The chances of winning the Euro Millions or winning our lotto, as slim as they may be. Look at this. We were out recently with the Fire Brigade of Dublin Airport. They're a
Dublin
different
Airport,
service.
Yeah, yeah.
Dublin Airport Fire Service. And we were out with them. You may have seen the videos and pictures and all. We took
brilliant
a great day.
Really brilliant day.
Well, I tell you something. Look at this for a brilliant series of coincidences yesterday. So a parrot was found in Dublin Airport yesterday, right? And they tweeted about it. They tweeted the Dublin Airport Fire Service said that their firefighter, Craig Wade, he found this African grey parrot during a routine runway inspection, he said, earlier the week. It was given specialist care. They said it was calm and it was doing well and they would love to reunite with the owner if they could find it. And they said, please, retweet this tweet on Twitter if you can and we'll do our best. So, who would have found it? Well, you think maybe someone would know someone that knew a parrot, but they didn't.
Would know someone who knew a parrot.
Someone would know someone who knew a parrot. You would think so. And guess who got on the case? If it is an old Lidl in Ireland, there really is literally nothing you can't find in the Middle Island Lidl.
Incredible.
There really is nothing you can't find there. So that Lidl Ireland said, do you know something? I think we might be onto something here. So they saw it and then they sent a tweet back to them and said, guys, this is going to sound unbelievable, but there's a missing parrot poster in one of our stores. We called the number to check and yes, it's his parrot. Lidl found the parrot that went missing and then got found in Dublin Airport before he was chopped to bits by some sort of hoovering up jet engine, I presume.
That's incredible.
So fair play to the folks at Lidl for keeping
and
the old peelers peeled.
The gang at Dublin Airport.
Oh,
fire
never
service.
Mind them. They're heroes anyway. Those heroes, they do heroic deeds time after time.
Yeah, it's water off a parrot's back out there doing heroic deeds.
Well, they're lucky considering the freezer we saw out there because
there are a number of birds out there who aren't quite so lucky.
A lot of birds aren't so lucky out there. They can't be. They're not safe.
Yeah.
But they took this guy in. They knew he was something special about him. So fair play to Dublin Airport Fire Service and fair play to Lidl.
That's
they
an extraordinary
the
thing. I mean, just the number of different coincidences. Instances.
It's
first
amazing.
Of all, the lads finding the parrot and the parrot not being injured or whatever by a jet or anything like that because it was out in the runway.
Yeah.
Then the idea that the tweet would get to that somebody in Lidl would have seen it and the fact that the poster would have been put up in a Lidl store. And there's so many different coincidences.
Fairness, even a missing parrot
Brilliant.
Poster, right?
Who takes it
seriously? You see it. Let's say, okay, I've seen the parrot.
That would be a source of comedy for you if you spotted that.
Yeah,
if you spotted that in a Lidl store en route to a gig. That would give you your first 10 minutes.
But just all you'd be thinking is, Grant, I've seen it. So you ring the number. I saw the parrot. Have you got it? No.
It flew
How
up.
Would I have it? How could I don't know how to catch a parrot. I don't know what to do with a parrot. And if I had seen it and had my hands on it, it's obviously too late. Parrots unfortunately passed away for some reason.
They ceased. What's that Monty Python sketch?
It ceased to exist.
Yeah,
so how do you get your hands on a parrot, even if you do see it? So, like, it's an incredible story.
Brilliant, though.
Of a parrot coming home.
Good news.
It's literally, they should make a movie about this. It's going to be the next Lassie or Skippy or Flipper. Paddy the Parrot, who went missing, had a huge adventure. It's like Babe, Pig in the City.
And where was the owner from? What part of Ireland?
Having a clue. We don't know. We don't know where the parrot came from.
Lidl store involved?
Don't know the Lidl store involved, no.
Right.
Don't know. I'd like to imagine it's Lidl in
Westport or nothing to do with Mayo actually, no, Lidl in Cork or Galway. And he escaped, flew across the country. He had these amazing adventures where he was helped by huskies and wolfhounds through amazing adventures.
So that he was actually making his way across, you know, back home, looking for his way, using the rest of the animal kingdom.
And eventually someone told him he could get a plane to Galway or Cork, and he tried, and it didn't work out, and he was captured.
He hadn't got a credit card.
Yeah, yeah, well, he had no use
to book online.
No one to take him seriously.
Yeah.
He kept going, Polly wants to go, Polly wants a return ticket.
Yeah.
Polly wants a return ticket. They were like, no one's taking him seriously.
That's ridiculous.
And then all of a sudden, these brilliant people at Lidl put two and two together, and he gets sent home, probably, with a load of other stuff. He'd probably be going to go and collect the parrot and come home with a Hoover, some mincemeat, a load of veg, and seat covers for the car.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, what an amazing thing.
How are you doing?
I
believe you have my parrot. Absolutely, sir. Whatever you need, it'll be in the centre aisle.
It'd be great, though.
No, it's seriously my parrot. It doesn't matter. We have parrots for all types. Centre aisle. No, seriously, I'm trying to collect my parrot.
It'd be brilliant, though, when he finally does get it, won't it? And he's walking out of the Lidl store that has his parrot. Someone will go, like, amazing. I swear to God. And you know, you can get parrot fillets and everything down the back. Parafil. I even got kangaroo in here once.
CC Peniston finally here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. The home of the Euro draw.
Yeah.
Just made that up there.
Well, the home of the home of the Classic Lits. Classic Lits. Yeah, we'll call it that for, we can get out of
That'll
trouble.
Do.
It wasn't us. It wasn't Classic Hits. It was Classic Lits. The Classic Lits, what we call it? Non-gambling lotto draw.
See, this is genuine free money. Genuine free money. We don't ask you to buy a ticket.
Not at all.
We don't ask you to do anything.
Not at all.
Literally, if you have a phone, it means you have a phone number, and that's enough for you to potentially win. That's how generous we are.
See, it's even better than winning 175 million when you just win 175 euro without having to pay a penny yourself.
Exactly. You haven't had to do anything yourself.
So those winning numbers, again, if you had them, they were 4, 5, 1 and 8. Should do them numerically. 1, 4, 5 and 8. So those
like
are your winning numbers.
Recap. Like do you think the recap. Are we even with a shit? Do you think we'll kind of get a go at doing the old lotto draws after this? Think like
I wouldn't think so.
Nuala Carey might say, look, I'll take the day off. Give the lads a shot.
No, I don't think so. No. You're too shady about the whole thing. She'll be there, look at your man.
I'm too shady.
You're too shady the way you're going. Now listen, there's nothing going on here. You know that's the Finglas coming out of him. Even when he's doing it right, he still feels like he has to make himself look. No, I'm not doing nothing wrong here. You know what I mean? It's just
I was simply pointing out.
Just because it looks like gambling doesn't mean it's gambling, Your Honour. He's doing all of that.
I was simply pointing out there was no gambling involved, no purchase necessary. Just using the key phrases.
I know, yeah.
So listen,
In fairness, he's normally keeping me out of trouble, so I shouldn't be so smart.
Loads of people had those numbers, 1, 4, 5 and 8 in there. Mobile phone numbers. Loads of people WhatsApped in the word win. Magic Mike, who was, of course, our independent adjudicator from BTG.
Yeah.
Behind the glass. He verified that this person was the first person with those correct numbers in their mobile phone number. So, PJ Gallagher, I say to you, who is the winner of the inaugural PJ and Jim Euro draw?
Which isn't gambling. It is... From Limerick, it is Aetna McCarthy.
Woo!
Good on you, Aetna McCarthy. She's gone.
What?
I'm here.
There you are.
Aetna, I don't know whether you have seen anybody win a load of money before, but generally speaking, there's what's called excitement.
A load of money.
You know, generally people get excited and stuff like that.
Yes, I'm very excited.
So congratulations. Yes, I know there is a 175 million euro winner in the country, but Aetna, the question is, what will you spend your 175 euro on?
I don't know. I think I'll just treat myself to something nice.
I think you should, yeah.
Probably very wise, Aetna. Probably very wise.
You might even get a pair of shoes and a t-shirt out of that. You'll never
know.
Don't be ridiculous, a pair of shoes. My God, Aetna is obviously a woman of class.
I'm talking
That'll pay for one shoe. Aetna, listen, congratulations. You are
Thanks so much. The
first winner of PJ and Jim's Euro draw. How do you feel?
Woo-hoo!
Thank you for thank you for feigning excitement
there. It's palpable.
Thank you.
Palpable.
Have a great day,
there'll be parties on the street in Limerick tonight if Aetna's to do with it.
Tell you.
Absolutely.
Now there's you and Dolores that can claim it from Limerick. Fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. Well done, Aetna. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
See you, boy. Take it easy.
I think she was probably overcome.
Overcome.
I think the emotion was too much.
We should do this again. This is good fun. I like the old Classic Hits lottery.
Yeah.
You know, we should even do it.
Not quite sure the accountant loves it as much as
you
do.
Yeah, but look at that. Look, we'll work it out one way or the other. We can just rob Andy Bad News Wallet. I think, you know what I mean? You never know with him.
He's got some false claim coming in, I think, has he? For an injury or something. We'll get a few quid out.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, it is the Breakfast Table Quiz. Slippery When Wet is the name of the Bon Jovi tribute act that will be performing at the Bon Jovi Supper Club night on the 30th of March at the Green Isle Hotel. So the idea is this week we're going to give you tickets to go along to that show. You'll enjoy dinner. Not sure if dinner is actually before or after the show. Doesn't matter. You'll have dinner. I mean, there's four tickets, by the way. Dinner, you get the show, and then you get an overnight stay at the Green Isle Hotel. So if you want to check it out for yourself, greenislehotel.com. Of course, you can physically access it just off the N7 Nace Road in Clondalkin. It's about 5 minutes from the Red Cow Lewis Depot. Spacious bedrooms and all sorts of fantastic stuff you can do while you're there. Carvery lunch and dinner available. Inspiration Leisure Centre. Large conference centre. All of that sort of stuff. All for you.
Core,
welcome back,
Jim.
Welcome back, PJ Gallagher.
I was a bit busy there, you know yourself, doing a few things. But yeah, 12 is the score to beat, so we do need someone that's going to be handy enough with the old general knowledge, but it's been done only last week. We had huge scores. So it's Carol What's your second name, Carol?
Carol Cadigan, maybe, no?
Cadigan.
I beg your pardon, Carol. How are you getting on? You're in Cork this morning. What's it like in Cork?
Oh, it's horrible. Wet, windy, rotten.
God, it's just like what it is every day where Jim lives. Unbelievable.
I do apologise, Carol. I do apologise.
Okay.
But anyway, so how are you feeling this morning about taking this on, 12?
Oh, it's a tough one, isn't it? I give it a go, but it's going to be very hard.
Is there anybody around to give you a dig out at all or anything? Or are you flying solo?
No, all on my own.
Flying solo. Right, well, listen, we've every faith in you. 60 seconds on the clock. You good to go?
Yeah, no.
Best of luck. Here we go.
Complete the title of this Michael Moore documentary, Bowling for What?
Pass.
Columbine, in The Silence of the Lambs, what US crime-fighting organisation does Clarice work for?
FBI.
Yeah, the Frisian and Jersey are types of what?
Cows.
What does the organisation ASH campaign to prevent?
ASH. Pass.
It's smoking. What is the last letter of the Greek alphabet?
Oh, pass.
Omega, what sort of animal is a sprat?
A what?
A sprat,
a fish.
Yeah, sirloin is a cut of what kind of meat? Is it beef, mutton or pork?
Beef.
According to the proverb, actions speak louder than what?
Words.
Which entrepreneur founded a Virgin company?
Richard Branson.
In what African country is Mount Kilimanjaro?
Oh my God, I'm going to be killed. Where is
that
in Africa?
Tanzania. What J is a device used to lift a car?
A jack.
According to the saying, you wouldn't touch something unpleasant with what kind of pole? That's the one. You were going to be fine. You just panicked.
I know.
You panicked. You could have been grand. Oh, Carol. Oh, what can you do? It's so hard when suddenly you just the mic is thrust upon you, isn't it?
And I thought you were very unfair to Carol there with that question about preventing smoking. You should have said ash as opposed to ASH.
I should have, maybe.
That would have helped.
See,
so I should have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm going to give you 9.
Okay, 9 it is.
Thank you.
So you actually did very well, Carol, in fairness.
Oh, God, the nerves got the better of me.
There was a bit of panic in the middle, all right.
There was a bit of panic. One thing, when you got hit with the sprat, you decided. you got literally hit with a wet fish and you let it throw you.
A wet fish, that was it. That was the end of me.
And Tanzania didn't go well as well.
Yeah.
No.
But anyway.
I was trying to sing this song, the Toto song in my head.
Oh yeah, that's the rain's down in Africa.
Yeah. Anyway, Carol, thanks for having a go with us. And sure, keep at it. Who knows? Maybe it'll come around again.
All right, thanks.
Take care of yourself,
Carol.
Cheers. Bye bye now.